The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Jeremy is out because COVID is over. And we can send the van out. He's out there right now. Is he ringing us?
Not yet.
He's on there. Not yet. 35th Avenue and Happy Valley Road. He's out at the Safeway this morning for Operation Hydration, and old Jer is helping you guys out while you help out the Phoenix Rescue Mission. We're just looking for cases of water. That's all we want. Just cases of water to drop off and make it a thing. Fill up that truck best we can every Thursday. You can also pick up water during the week and drop it off here at the station if you want, or Porta Subs. It's pretty great. Rehab Monster helping us out with this. Learner and Row, Porta Subs. We got all sorts of folks on board, and Jeremy is out there right now. 35th Avenue and Happy Valley Road. Jeremy, are you there?
I'm out here, Johnny.
Yeah, you're out there, all right. How's it feel? Is it warm?
I see the Vegas Strip lights from here.
You're up a little. You went out there a little ways. You're not used to going that far away. But you know what? You're doing it on the company dime, so
really
it's okay.
Fun.
Yeah, you're good. 35th right. Avenue and Happy Valley Road. Are you filling up? What do you got going on?
Yeah, we got about a third of a truck full so far. And I got the normal stuff, bandana stickers, but I also got digital downloads for some movies, the new Deftones album, the new Black Keys album, all that kind of stuff. So come on down. Donate some water. We are out here, 3800 West Happy Valley Road. That's Happy Valley Road, just west of 35th Avenue, just south of Las Vegas for Operation Hydration. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock.
There are people who live out there, Jeremy. Not everybody has to drive all the way out there.
Why would anybody live out here?
All right. You're not helping yourself. You're not endearing yourself to the neighborhood.
Hey,
you're the bad neighbor.
I'm here to collect water. I'm not here to promote this city. What?
Well done. Way to make friends in the area. I'm sure you'll fill that truck in no time. Excellent job.
Bring the water, you cheapskates. Don't worry about your city. Just bring the water.
There you go. Thank you, Jeremy. Well done. Excellent way to sell yourself. I don't care about your town. Give me stuff.
I'll let you know next week the dump I'm heading to on
some
Thursday.
Dump that these idiots live in. Will you give to my thing, please, morons who live here? How you doing? Open your door.
God bless.
I'm looking for charity donations, and I'm knocking on your rat trap you call a house. You want to help me out?
No.
Good job, Jeremy. 35th Avenue, Happy Valley Road. He does have free stuff for you out there. I'm in a pickle. Excuse me. I want to give away, well, I don't want to. I'm thinking about giving away an extra pair of Suns tickets for
Game one?
For game one. Well, whatever first home game. If it's the Jazz, it's next week.
What's
if it's
the pickle,
Clippers.
Bro?
Well, there's a pickle here. I kind of don't know if anyone deserves them but me. So I'm kind of in that, I'm in that bind, you see, where I want to, I've got extra tickets. And the pickle is I could make a few thousand bucks off these tickets, or I could be a team player, hand them out here at the station.
Someone from 35th Avenue and Happy Valley.
Yeah, you're right. Make that money, John. Make that money.
It could be life-changing for somebody who lives on 35th Avenue.
Yeah.
Because they could sell them and then move out of their tent. I don't know. I just don't know what's, I don't know. It would be great for the show. It's nice for the show. But I'd be very disappointed if, in fact, you know, there's, you know.
They turn around and sell them?
I'm in their center court, 20 rows from the floor.
Nice.
Section 114. And I don't know what to do with them. Toledo, what would you do?
Make that money.
You'd sell them?
Yep.
Brady?
Buy Dogecoin.
You would, okay. Terrible advice. But next.
I'd probably sell them.
You would sell them? You wouldn't give them away on the air?
Nah.
Man. Nope, he'd sell them. Brett?
Oh, come on.
You're going to sell them?
Yeah.
Good God, you come guys on. Are dicks. What about all these people listening that could use these tickets? They would have a great time. Otherwise, wouldn't have a chance
just
to get
one of them.
You think there's just one person?
No, there's just one that's going to win. So that's all the true. Other ones are just going to be pissed off.
That's a good point. You make the city mad. Or I could make a ton of money on this. Man.
Remember the days of putting out only $500.
This is hard.
And since you brought it up, you got to give them away now.
No, I don't. I don't. You might. You might feel that guilt. Being a sociopath is great. I have no feelings about that at all. Interesting. All right. Well, I might be giving away. Maybe before we're gone today, we'll give away a pair of Suns Western Conference Finals tickets. And also, maybe not.
You could do an auction for charity.
I think that's illegal. Dave Pratt used to do that all the time. I think that's really illegal. Because then you have to pay to get involved. It's a lottery.
A lot of fun.
Well, Pratt used to do it all the time, but he never had the prize to give away. He would lie and say, yeah, give Jeremy $5 in the bucket. Yeah, but he never gave the prize away.
Yeah.
He never had it.
I got a trip to Hawaii, buddy. All I got to do is give $5 to my Crooked Tooth Foundation.
And then people would fill that bucket of money, and he never gave a prize away. And then he'd take that money.
And that's his money?
Say it's his money, and he would donate it to the charity, and then he had a tax write-off. That's what you guys were giving him. That's the crooked nature of the old Pratt Show. We don't do that. I just him and haw over whether or not you're worth giving it to. Right. I'm a dick up front. He put up a shield. I don't know. And I know you listen. Don't be a jerk, don't you? People are, maybe you should try to talk me into it through email or something. You know?
Yeah. Sob stories.
No, I don't want that. And anybody starts telling me that their kid's got something wrong with them, the last thing you need to do is go to the Suns game.
Really help me right now.
Yeah, my kid's got like no arms and legs, and his heart's got a tumor on it. I'm like, what do you want to go to a Suns game for? Don't you have other things to think about?
I would just like to leave him for 24 hours.
I just want to have some fun. No. I don't want to sit next to you.
Jeffy hit us up on Facebook, says, sell him and go to Vegas and watch the game. If they lose, you win.
Or,
jeez. You guys are the worst. And Beerus says, have a contest on the show for them. Well, that's what I'm debating doing, Beerus.
I think this guy's going the wrong route. Let me help you out, John.
Okay.
I would love, and I mean love, to give those tickets to my guy and his dad as a Father's Day present.
Is that a fella writing that in?
Actually, it's probably not.
Yeah. Sounds like a lady. You would love that. Well, this is my first reaction. Go get a job so you can afford it. But then I get mad at myself for saying that because I want to give these away. Yeah, talking me into this is hard. You should give it to Toledo and his dad. Oh, geez. Sorry, I forgot. a good Father's Day present for – that would be a good Father's Day present.
And so they're together, so they'd be sitting with you as well.
No, God, no. Okay. Brady, I wouldn't even consider that. All right. I have seats
Brady,
somewhere else.
Do they get an invite to the H&H Ranch?
Good Lord, no. I don't want to get to – see, now you're talking me into selling them. These people are going to want to get to know me.
John, will this sway you? I'd perform analingus on Brady's mom to get those tickets.
Well, everybody does that. Tastes like chicken
just
pot pie
drugs.
Pizza.
Just no drugs.
Like maybe it's a Father's Day thing because we have our five finalists for the Father's Day thing. Maybe our 9 o'clock hour today will give you some time. You tell us about – I don't want to hear your stories, though.
I was going to say, why are you going down that road?
Because I don't know how else to do it.
I'm just going
to
make up something anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're all liars. And you call me a jerk, but we know you. After 20 years, we know you're just going to call and lie about your dad served in Vietnam and killed like 100,000 Vietnamese and rescued all the – you're all going to lie. Man, this is hard.
Send me them damn Suns tickets. My last name is Chavez.
Does Tripp have tickets?
Tripp, do you want them? Oh, hop on a mic here. Trip Reeb, everybody. You can't yell from the hallway. What's that?
What about the generosity of giving them out to one of your coworkers?
Wait a second.
That's why none of us suggested that. I assumed you were going to be on the listener's side. I had no idea you were just like me.
No.
Now, the generosity of handing to a coworker would include some sort of reciprocation, I would think, later. Like, I don't know, Ocean 44 dinner. I think I'm talking to the right guy.
It could happen.
All right. Well, the boss has told me I can't give them to you guys.
John, any interest in this? I'll Archuleta you for those
tickets. Oh, God, maybe. What's he look like? All right. Well, Tripp's advice is weighted. That's pretty heavy. I like that. I've got five tickets. Two of them are in 114. The other three are in 115. and they're a little closer. So I'm keeping the 115s. Plus, they're on the aisle. I have a weird thing. I have to sit on the aisle. Otherwise, I get really creeped out. Hopkins had me in the middle there, and I was very uncomfortable.
John, give them to Toledo's dad. I really want to see the look on Toledo's face when they pan the crowd during the game, and there's his dad and a picture of Jeremy with a bus behind him sitting next to him.
Better still, they pan the crowd, and it's an empty seat. He just screw this. I don't know. I don't want to hear dad stories. I don't know. This is going to be tough. All right, we'll come up with something. Maybe I'll give them away. And at the end, maybe I'll just be the ultimate judge and go, I didn't like any of your talks. So no tickets for anybody.
John, will this help out? I'm overrun by women in my house. I got my wife and four daughters.
That's your
fault. I need a break, bro.
That's your fault. I'm not interested in hearing about how you screwed your life up and then I have to fix it with stuff I bought. I don't know what kind of story I want to hear for these tickets.
All right, how about this one? John, I effing hate my father. Hate him. I want those tickets so that after 20 years, he'll shut the F up about Father's Day for once.
And you're still going to take him?
I don't know.
I don't want domestic violence in Section 114. Yeah. This is not the 200 level. That's where fighting dads happens. This is where people go to the beer garden.
Sons and four, bro.
Yeah, I don't want sons and four happening.
Here, how about this one? You believe this one?
I shouldn't open this door.
John, I'm going through chemotherapy right now, and I would like nothing more to go to that game. So I say sell those bastards and make that money.
Wow. Wait, he's got cancer.
Yeah.
Or
and
she.
He's telling you to.
And he's got the treatments, and he'd love to go to the game, but he still thinks I should sell them.
Yep.
This is hard. Give those tickets away, you prick. Be the best way to bond with my estranged son. Signed, Toledo's dad.
John, I'll replace your wiper blades for those tickets.
I already had them done. I don't know. Get that drinking team out there. I don't know. There's just now I've opened this door where everybody's going to be begging. You're revealing yourselves.
John, I lived in Boston from 2008 to 2019.
Ouch.
They won so many championships in that time in all sports. Phoenix needs me at that game. Give me those tickets, bro.
That's a strong point.
No.
No.
Now, then you got a Boston guy sitting like one row over from you.
And then you got that one from a radio station over there. Oh, God.
Johnny!
Yeah, Johnny! Johnny! I found you! I got your tickets!
Your wife says hi.
Your wife says hey. She's right here. You can't see her because she's on her knees. Go! To Sam Adams, please. We don't serve that here. What kind of place is this? Yeah. Long-time listener. I have three kids. You know how not to get them? Immediately tell me how much you hate your kids. Like, that's every... I have three children, and here's my story.
Some guy...
Now, here's another one. I'm a long-time listener. I have three kids of my own. Recently, one of my kids was injured at school and hospitalized for 8 days. She's got a clean bill of health and can go to an event now. I'd love for nothing more than to take her a night on the town... Now that these dead weights are gone for a short time visiting family somewhere else. Wait a minute. One of your kids stayed and the other one's left? I don't understand your story.
Some guy named David put in, he said, it'll prevent me from eating chicken pot pie pizza again if I can go to the game.
Nothing will prevent you from eating pizza.
That's a lie.
That's a complete
that man's
lie.
That's a good one, David.
It's a liar. David's a liar. No one should ever like him.
John, my dad's dead. I'll take his ashes to the game and pretend to cry the entire time.
See, I know what you're going to do, though. You're going to sell them. And you have every right to.
Right.
But give these tickets away, and then you're going to sell them and make money. And out of the generosity of my...
So you might as well just make that money.
Just give cash away.
The hell with them.
Should give the money away for the ticket.
John, any sympathy for veterans?
Tons. Doesn't mean you're getting free tickets. You're the toughest people on the planet. So, stay tough, brother. Doesn't mean you're a charity. I do have sympathy for veterans. But then you pick a veteran, and then it's who's the toughest veteran. I think that whole giving it to Trip thing and getting a free meal out of it's pretty good.
It's pretty strong.
Maybe we do Tradio.
I like that. Always like that.
We have a lot of charitable needs.
Nah, I don't know.
Humane Society with the two fires going on?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. All right, well, we'll talk about it. It's interesting. I might just keep them.
John, I have a tortoise.
Oh.
The day you told that tortoise story, yeah. I broke down and cried and called out sick because I was so upset.
Kidding.
Made me so sad you told the whole story.
Yeah.
Let me go to the game. I'll bring the tortoise.
No, that's terrible. Nobody wants to sit next to that. Turtle poop all over. I like to dangle the carrot, though. I'm enjoying this. I like to watch you guys dance. All these emails that come in, because you're dicks. This, that, and the other. They're always correcting, you know, stories we tell or telling me that, well, you suckered into that whole, you know, COVID thing and you fell for it. And now all of a sudden you're begging me like a puppy and I've got a cookie.
John,
I like this. This is a power trip, and I'm enjoying it.
Let's cut to the rat killing. Let's talk about price, because I already know I'm better than 95% of these people. Give me a price, bro.
And this dude right here is on my team. I kind of like him. $2,000.
He's probably in on that. He has to know what the range is.
Sell them to you. I don't know. I got to get it. We'll figure it out. Brady, you haven't come up with one good idea outside of your lies about chicken pot pie.
John, just sell them. People are stupid in this town.
That's. I don't want to believe that.
Another one. How much you want for ticks? I can take it.
Damn it.
Yeah, throw out an offer.
F those rubes. Make money, bro. I don't know. Good seats, too. Dead center. Look it up online, section 114. Brett, you want them?
Sure.
You'll sell
I'll
them.
I'll take them.
You would sell them.
Yeah, I'd go.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd go.
You think? You'd take Matthias?
It's not a Chicago team in there.
I'd go anyway, just to be a part of it.
It is kind of neat.
I'd be honest, you know.
Well, maybe I'll take in my other seats.
Oh, all right.
Not taking chicken pot pie over here. He's already lied to me once. It is fun to have this kind of juice, though. I got a whole bunch of tickets to the Suns game. Right? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just let them go to waste.
John, I enjoy the fireside chats, but just sell those tickets. Who needs more of these woe is me BS stories? Yeah. Make money or sell to the highest bidder. Go get them. Capitalism.
And that's the thing that bothers me is if I say, okay, tell me your story. Everybody's going to tell me something terrible. Like, nobody ever has a fun story. What's your best story? Tell me a funny story. But they'd all be terrible. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Trip's in the lead right now. You guys are trailing the boss.
John, I know Suns in four, dude. I'll take him.
You know Suns in four, guy?
That's what the guy says.
I'm sure the Suns already gave him tickets.
They have to.
Yeah, because Booker was looking for him.
Yeah, he's friends him with Devin tickets. Booker. Yeah, I don't need this. No. No. He said, give them to me, goddammit. Let's quit killing time with this. Did the comedian cancel? Back to the laughs.
I'll go Steak 44 and pedicures.
I don't want pedicures anymore. I don't like slippers.
We should have a mani pedi.
We have a Juneteenth pedicure, Brady.
We can go. Sounds like an Archuleta day to me.
Poor Asian slaves. Yeah, that finish off with an Archuleta, and we're good. I'll take your Steak 44. Raise you up that pedicure. Throw in the Archuleta, and you can go. And I want a full Archuleta.
John, I know
to the base.
Best finish you'll ever have.
Yeah,
John, I know an unemployed real estate agent in the Valley that could really use those tickets.
No.
That's too bad. Not going to do that. Mean. All right. Jamie Kennedy. Maybe I'll give him to Jamie Kennedy.
There you go.
If the game's Sunday, he can use him. That'd be fun. Or you can sit with Jamie Kennedy and let him give it away
I'm
to
sure
somebody.
He'd love that.
Jamie will take it. Jamie Kennedy's going to join us in just a little bit. We'll debate this ticket thing after Jamie goes. It's 98 KUPD.
98. What? 98. No way.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.